Hi, everyone around the world. I hope you didn't miss us. We don't make as many shows as we, or produce as many shows as we've been in the past, but that's because situations are a little bit different now. But we will, keep in mind. Oh, by the way, you're on the Mike and Abe show, okay? And
Yes.
keep in mind that if we're not here making a show, we're trying to get here,
We're
okay?
behind the
So,
scenes. We're behind the
yeah.
scenes.
So don't give up on us. It used to be weekly, but now it's like semi-weekly. And when
No. We're going to go
situation,
back to weekly. Don't tell the people we're not weekly. We're going to go back to weekly.
okay,
We're sorry.
okay,
We
okay,
apologize. We abandoned you. Now we're back to weekly. So that's
okay.
no problem.
So Mike, how's business? I understand that it couldn't be better for the yellow taxis right now.
Well, this is the frustrating thing. We're go I'm gonna I, we did a little pre-show, and I'm going to jump topics. This is the very frustrating thing for me because the business had come back in a big way, and all the people who get in my cab, I ask them about it. They say they're sick of Uber and their surcharges and their scroungy drivers, and the cars smell like armpits because the guys have to work 18 hours in the same car. They don't shower. This is what they're telling me. This is not me like
Right.
franking
Okay.
on Uber
Okay.
or Lyft
Yeah.
or whatever these acronyms are they get running around out there. They're sick of the group riding because they said in New York City, you get these group riding plans. You get a lot of weird people in New York City. So when you get a group ride, you might have three nice people and one complete wacko. So apparently they're sick of that. And they want yellow cabs. They have to, instead of expanding the Uber fleet, Earth Day. They had Earth Day with de Blasio running around talking about Earth Day and save the planet. How are you talking about saving the planet if you're putting 90,000 Uber cars on the street? What are you kidding me? I mean, the max potential, they're saying that we might wind up with 90,000 Uber cars running around within New York City, just New York City, and they're flooding in from upstate and from out of state and from Long Island to skim off the top to steal jobs from those guys. How are you going to possibly stand up and talk about Earth Day and green and save the planet and conserve? But on the other hand, you got your taxi commission pumping out 90,000 cars into basically into Manhattan. So that's just the complete idiocy of what's going on. But as far as the yellow cab, we did okay this weekend. I don't want to say things were back because then all of a sudden it would be like everything is no problem, back to work. No, no,
Well,
no, no.
from what
And the
I
one thing
see.
that,
From
yeah,
what
go
I
ahead.
see, what I see, and for those who don't know it, I have taken back control of my medallion, okay?
Ah.
Because and I'm not suggesting to anybody that they do the same, because it's easier when the broker is doing it for you, okay?
Much.
But
Yeah.
I'm an experienced guy, and I drove for 42 years, and I've taken it back, and now I see exactly what the drivers on my medallion are doing. And hey, they're making as much money as they made the day I stopped driving in 2012. Okay?
Well,
And I
this
want
is
to
the thing. Now,
and I want to add this. The only part of the planet that de Blasio is saving is Central Park. Because now the now we cannot alleviate the traffic by going through the park. Okay, no more cars in Central Park. Okay, so
Well,
I want you to
let me just
elaborate on
correct
both
you.
those things.
I
Okay.
have to really just correct you on that now because you basically got your medallion back at the exact moment a couple of months ago when the business started coming back, thanks to the guys like Mike and Abe and Taxi Dave and Carolyn and people like that, because there was a 4 or 5 year nightmare that we're just coming out of because people are coming back. So please let's clarify that because you're just basically saying, hey, I'm getting the no, no, no. If you would have the medallion back last year or the year before, you would have seen a complete nightmare. So the problem is with some medallion owners now is when does the gravity stop and they start getting their valued customer checks to say they're going to get more for the medallion? Because every letter that comes in the mailbox now apparently is, dear medallion owner, due to whatever,
I
we're going
know.
to lower the price on your medallion.
Right.
So.
And Mike, I forgot what I was going to say.
I'll say it.
Okay. Yeah, you
Anyway, let
say
me
it.
finish what I was going to say.
Yeah.
You can think about what
Yeah.
you're going to say. The last thing on that is the one thing that makes me crazy is who are these people who say, yeah, I'll tell you something. My opinion, I think we got a lot of snakes in the grass who are working both sides of the street. Like, they're trying to run Uber cars and cabs at the same time. Not everybody. There are a few snakes in the grass. And those are the people who kept saying, oh, no, we don't need a fare increase. We don't need a fare increase. We're afraid. No, 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 no. We need a fare increase for the drivers and the small medallion owners like Abe and some of the other people who actually run their cabs. And I think a lot of the people out there, I hate to say it, who said we don't need a fare increase are people who invested in Uber way, shape, or form. So that's my opinion. But we should have gotten a fare increase. And now, as we jump into the next deal, apparently MTA and the Taxi Commission looked at our books and saw there was room for a $2.50 increase per trip on cabs. So the MTA, being the freaking pirate ship that it is, it said, okay, well, if the cab drivers say they don't want a fare increase, we'll take it. So now the MTA is drooling over getting $2.50 per trip.
Mike, let me just jump in here. You know, I remember what I wanted to say. I wanted to say that those who weathered the storm is basically what you're saying. Those who weathered the storm, you know, from 2015, 2016 through 2017 are now seeing the sunshine.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen. All right?
You know, the yellow cabs are busy. They're very busy. Okay.
Yep.
All right. You're getting fare after fare after fare like it always was. Correct?
Right. Okay. And we're the cheapest deal in the city transportation-wise. Yeah. We're the best value of anything rolling around out there. And people know this. They whine and they cry, but by God, we're the best transportation deal in the city of New York. And it makes me crazy that we had a few cab drivers who apparently got brainwashed by Uber plants, in my opinion, and said they don't need a fare increase. You have to ignore those people because they don't know what the F they're talking about. I mean, how many times, and you've been doing this for 1,000 years, how many times have you heard cab drivers say they don't want a fare increase? This is crazy.
Well, every time they say they don't want a fare increase and then they get it, they're happy.
Right.
All right. So you know that, you know something? Yeah, you know something? Today there's a rally. Today is Wednesday the 25th. We're recording this, okay? And there's a rally planned for City Hall. How's the weather there in New York?
Well, from a cab driver standpoint, the weather is great. It's a light rain, and everybody's looking for cabs.
I'm concerned about people outside City Hall rallying today. Okay.
Oh, they'll be there. It's a light. It's not a monsoon. It's like a little drizzly kind of like London rain thing. So it's not horrible. Get out to the rally. It's not bad.
Yeah. Okay. And part of the bill that's being introduced and is going to be voted on this coming Monday, according to what I'm hearing. Okay. There will be a minimum fare set for all FHVs and taxis.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, this undercutting of the taxi fares will not be allowed. Okay, that doesn't mean it won't happen, but at least on the books it won't be allowed. Okay, and with that, I believe they're going to consider a fare increase. All right.
Thank God.
Yeah. Because we need it. You know, price, you know, inflation, you know, interest rates for this year went up for the first time, within the last year, I should say, okay, went up for the first time in many years. And with interest rates going up, inflation kicks in, okay? All right, that's sort of like
well,
a fact of economics.
I don't know about that.
I
think cheap money scares the hell out of me. I think a little bump in the interest rate is not the worst thing in the world, because right now, you got the banks getting money for free and lending it out, and it's like, as someone who kicks into the system, what are we getting out of it? We're getting nothing.
I'm talking about from the point of view of the consumer, okay?
Yeah.
All right? When interest rates rise, prices go up, okay?
Right.
Because businesses have to pay more to borrow, so that increases the prices of goods. So that also will increase the price of running a taxi, because taxis have to do maintenance, taxis have to buy tires, they have to buy brakes, they have to pay insurance, okay? So a fare increase now will greatly be needed. You understand?
Yeah, well, and okay. I got news for you, Abe. So you are a cool guy when it comes to running a cab. You are one of the people who want your drivers to make money, because you said, good for everybody, because this way you know I'll come back. If I'm making, I'm like a cat. I'm like the cat you feed in front of the house, okay? The cat I feed in front of the house. Every morning they're going to come back because they know there's some food. Like you were running a cab. You know your drivers are going to come back if they're making money. I got news for you. You got some people in this business, selfish pigs, not all, but just a few, whose view is they don't want the drivers to make money because they're afraid if the drivers make money, they'll take a day off, which is crazy because the guys I know, if you're making money, you want to keep making money, especially during the peak times. And I know also there are a lot of businesses in the city that don't want the drivers to make money. And also there are some businesses that they want cheap cabs. I mean, you got these real estate apartment buildings. If you've got a guy who goes from 79th Street down to the Battery every day and it's going to cost him another $5 per day, there's a lot of people in the real estate business say, oh, no, you got to keep the cabs cheap because that's where the Uber mess comes in with their cheap little group rides. These people aren't going to take the subway with a guy with 10 shopping bags screaming and scratching his crotch. So that's instead of, God forbid, them fixing the subways and getting these dregs off the trains, they flood the streets with Uber car for Earth Day. So, I mean, on the one hand, I know what the economics involve. Like, some people want poor cabbies, but it's disgusting. And as a taxi driver, it's about time we said, look, we need guys like Abe and some other guys in the business who want the drivers to make money because it works for everybody. And it's not only good karma, but it's just good business to have cab drivers staying in the business and keeping some cab drivers in the business for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. Because if the driver's not going to make money, you're going to have these fly-by-night cabbies again, and it's a menace to society. I mean, you look at Uber. These guys don't stay with Uber for long. They buy a car, and they can't make money. And some of these Uber cars have been sold and resold four or five different times, the same car. And the yellow cab was a great system. Why in God's name did the city of New York and Mario Cuomo, who's deluding himself on getting elected to a third term, why did they blow off basically a $2 billion medallion sale for basically just another 1,500 or 2,000 medallions for this mess with Uber? Why would the city do that? The math isn't there.
That's the $64 million question, Mike, and only they know the answer. Okay, and perhaps someday we'll find out. Okay, it absolutely makes no sense to smart minded people that they should have done that, but they have their reasons, and one of these days we might find out. That's all I can say. All right, you could surmise what the reasons are, but you can't make any accusations that are unproven. Let me just say.
Well,
that.
My unproven accusations are, first of all, you to sell a taxi medallion in New York City, you basically need a piece of tin and some paperwork that you want to sell for $1 million. Okay, this is the business that they don't want to do. Okay, a piece of tin for $5, some paperwork, maybe another $5 for the printer. So for $10 for a piece of tin and some paperwork, the city of New York had the opportunity to sell a taxi medallion to a first-generation immigrant cabbie for $1 million, and everybody would win. And they didn't do that. And I think the reason they didn't do that is because the MTA is falling apart. It's a freaking pirate ship. It's the worst operation. Oh, by the way, let's talk about the surcharge. You hit the ground running with this dopey surcharge proposal.
You mean the $250 for the surcharge on the taxi cabs that's supposed to kick in on January 1st?
Yeah, well, I'm almost afraid to talk about it because I just had breakfast. I don't want to throw up, but go ahead.
Well, what's to talk about? It's the most unfair thing that has ever happened to this industry. The 50 cents was unfair when they put that on us, several years ago. I don't recall exactly when it started. I think it was 2009, I read. Okay, we have given the MTA hundreds of millions of dollars through this 50 cent surcharge, but 250. I mean when do drivers, get a fare increase? $2.50 surcharge. That should have been our money. Okay,
that was and the 50 cent should have been our money, and the $2.50 should have definitely been our money. I mean that's basically money out of the working poor. They're stealing from the working poor, a.k.a. the cab drivers. Disgusting.
Yeah, it
is. The other, Yeah, and I'll tell you, with these first of all, now you said yourself the ridership. Were you telling me that there was something about the what's the story of the MTA ridership in general?
They say it's down, but I look at pictures on in the newspapers, you know, and all I see is platforms where people have nowhere to stand. So how is it down? You know, maybe the buses are down because there's so much traffic in the city, they don't want to get on a bus. Okay,
well,
I don't know.
I mean,
yeah, I don't know. No, you know, all I know is what they say. Okay.
Right. Yeah. Right, exactly.
All right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I know one thing. When I'm driving a cab, the insanity of seeing Uber ads and Via ads on the back of New York City buses run by the MTA. So they're saying the ridership is down, and in the same breath, they want the yellow cabs to kick in $2.50 per trip. And in essence, we're supporting the MTA advertising share ride services that deplete revenue. So that's what makes me insane. It's like one thing to rip us off, in my opinion, at the end of the year for $2.50 a trip, allegedly, mm-hmm. but to do it with having their buses promote Uber and Via and Lyft or whatever these guys are, definitely Uber on the back of and Via, I think, on the back of
well,
the bus.
Well, you know, they do it mainly because, you know, there might be laws about turning down advertising. I don't know. Let me ask you a question. Listen.
Well, why would they accept it? Why would they even?
I don't know. I have no idea why. They're nuts. That's why.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this question. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How many? Which number do you think is greater? Okay, the number mm-hmm. of passengers that take taxi cabs daily, or the number of cars that go over the bridges daily?
Ah, see, that's a very good question, because I notice lately I've been watching one person, one car, one person, one car. So it's ridiculous how many cars are coming in.
Let's say instead of one person, one car, you have one person, one car, the next car, two people. How many cars, which number is greater, the number of people, the number of taxi trips per day, all for hire mm-hmm. vehicles, per day, or the number of cars that cross all the bridges, the Brooklyn Bridge, the Manhattan Bridge, the Williamsburg Bridge, the 59th Street Bridge, Triborough, Throgs Neck, Verrazano, whatever,
right.
you they're name just, it, George Washington
in.
Bridge.
I mean,
yeah, right, right.
Yeah.
How which number is greater, do you think?
I'll say right now it's private cars, absolutely, because it's ridiculous.
Okay, So why do they want $2.50 from just the taxi passengers? Why don't they just put tolls on all the bridges, okay,
mm-hmm.
and just charge all those people? Not only will it cut down on the traffic, it'll give them the money they need. I don't get it.
Well, here's right? what's happening with these cars. They got these joy riders that just come into the city, bringing in their cars. They don't spend any money. They got their little cell phones and they're taking pictures.
Well,
and they're
let them joyride for $2 to get over the bridge. Okay,
right.
How's that?
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
you know, I'm telling you
doing.
What I'm trying to tell you is there was much more fairer ways to get the money than to charge, you know, than to limit the taxis abuse the taxis with the $2.50 surcharge when the drivers could be getting that money.
Because they're afraid of everybody else. They're afraid of the parking
lot. I know they're afraid of everybody
you know.
Else, you know, but you know, once it's done, it's done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's nuts. It's absolutely nuts. What they're saying is we want to tax the taxi passengers, but we don't want to tax everybody else.
Correct. They're cowards.
Okay.
That's all.
You know, we
mm-hmm.
want the taxi drivers to make less money, to not be able to have a fair increase for themselves, okay?
Yeah.
You know, when they could be getting, even if they charge $1 to go over the Manhattan Bridge, okay?
Right.
$1 to go uh-huh. over the Brooklyn Bridge. That's not a lot of money. They could have made all this money doing that.
Oh, yeah. And I there's two things I say in general. First of all, I had a guy in the car. I love taxi driving because, like you know, Abe, we did it for years.
Yeah.
You meet people from all over the world.
That's
part
of it.
It's the best part of it, and it's like being in a world bar, because you sit down next to somebody, you have a little BS a little, men, women, college kids, athletes, movie stars, people you otherwise wouldn't even have any chance in hell of talking to, you get the greatest conversations. And one of the conversations, I had a guy from London. I said, how are you doing with your congestion pricing in London? He goes, oh, it works great. I said, what do you mean? He goes, well, it's $8.50 a day, not per trip like these morons want to do. I said, right. How has it helped traffic? He said, it's helped traffic substantially. And me, as a cab driver, if every cab, not driver, not passenger, but every cab could pay, would be, and car, for that fact, I'm not going to say cabs, if every car and truck would pay at least $8.50 or $10 a day, mind you, to drive in the city, you'd get rid of a lot of the riffraff of the joyriding of people who don't spend money and just bring their cars in and clog traffic. And the Uber guy who wants to work two trips at the height of rush hour and go home. So you would winnow it down to the people remaining would be serious people who need their car and need to go something someplace. Because the people who are joyriding now, they don't spend money. They don't go to bars. They don't go to restaurants. They don't go to the movies. They just come in. They smoke weed in their cars. They drink. They do Facebook. They take selfies. And they leave. They're deadbeats. And I say, if you had some kind of congestion pricing flat rate per day, where you could hit the easy pass to do it, I know me, speaking of the cab driver, and I think of a lot of other cab drivers, if you could cut the traffic down by 40% for $8 a day, I'm in there. Because I know for a fact I would get that money back on one trip. I would get that money back, and the traffic would be thinned down substantially, and more people would be riding the buses. But these are cowards we have running the city and the state because they're afraid of doing this because you got elections in the fall and Governor Cuomo wants to be president or governor.
Well,
or whatever.
You know something? Why doesn't he just drop out and let somebody else be the governor if he wants to be president? Okay.
Right.
All right. You know, I mean, I am sick. Yeah. I am absolutely sick of this guy. Okay. All right.
He's in pain. Governor Cuomo.
You know, he's the one that pushed for this $2.50 surcharge on the taxis. Okay.
Right.
All right.
You went to acting. I went to acting like 1,000 years ago. I'll be Governor Cuomo, and I'll say, Ray, just do a couple minutes. Oh, the surcharge is going to help the city by getting rid of the congestion with the legislature. I'm going to approve a surcharge for yellow cabs, Abe. What do you think?
I think that the only congestion it's going to improve is the congestion inside the taxis. You know, there'll be less people in there.
That's right. It's a mess. But I'm running for governor, so I'm trying to make it sound great. All right, so that's enough of him. But the fact of the matter is these people don't know anything. And, you know, the crazy thing is I see Governor Cuomo and Cynthia Nixon running for the Democratic primary of governors. They're going to Sharpton, and they're talking about the black community and the black community. It's like, okay, well, where's the black candidate for governor? Democrats running for governor. Where's the black candidate for governor? What happened? So you got Cynthia Nixon, and we got Governor Cuomo. I don't know. I think Cynthia Nixon looks like the whitest white woman I've ever seen in my life. Where's the black candidate? Where's the Hispanic candidate? What, you're not allowed to, the Democrats don't allow them in? I mean, you talk about refusal. That's ridiculous. So that's another show for another time.
Well, it is.
$2.50 per trip is ridiculous. Yeah.
I want anybody but who's in the governor's office right now to be governor. Okay?
To what?
I want anybody except the governor to be the next governor.
Right. You're okay. An ABC voter. Anybody but Cuomo.
Anybody but Cuomo. Okay.
Right.
You know, I don't know. I don't know what his beef is against the taxi industry. Okay.
Mm-hmm. He's a bully. You know, he's a bully.
Yeah. Well, his father was on the board of directors for Medallion Financial. That's all I know. You know. Mm-hmm. So you would think that he wanted to, you know, maybe help the taxi industry a little bit. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't. You know, like something must have happened. That's all I could say. All right.
Right.
Okay. Because it's quite obvious. It's quite obvious. You know his attitude is anything but taxi.
Yeah, ABT.
Yeah. Okay, came running down. Came running down in 2015 when de Blasio wanted to cap the Ubers. No, mm-hmm. You can't do it. You know, pumped up. We need Uber all over the state. We need it everywhere. We need it in Albany. We need it in Jamestown. We need it in Poughkeepsie. We need it in Newburgh. We need it in Binghamton. We need it everywhere. In the meantime, all I read is more stories of taxis going out of business in these places. Okay? You know? I mean...
Well, there's no jobs upstate. There's no... He couldn't... Right now, Cuomo couldn't get arrested in upstate New York. He's finished upstate. So he has to come down here. And basically, last I checked, we have a mayor, de Blasio, and he knows that he couldn't get elected dog catcher in upstate New York outside of the city. So now he's going to come down and swoop down and become the mayor. So de Blasio, I don't know what de Blasio's waiting for. Maybe he's on the beach or something. But Cuomo, like I said, he's bullying everybody. And even de Blasio, to his credit, he's the guy who started with the conversation about capping the Uber cars. And thank God de Blasio has a much better city council to work with now. With this, before, man, you talk about a bunch of wackos. Good God. So hopefully the new regime on the city council will listen to reason, because back to Earth Day. How are they possibly going to talk about Earth Day when you can't even freaking breathe in the city with the TLC popping out Uber cars like gumdrops? Ridiculous. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, you know, there is a bill that's going to be voted on Monday. I don't know all the particulars of the bill, but the people on our side are very happy with it, and there seems to be a lot of favor for this bill to be passed. Okay.
Good.
It's called the FHV bill, and it should alleviate a lot of the troubles that the taxis have been having over the last 4 years. Okay.
Right.
So go to that rally today. I mean, if you hear this in time, okay. But if you listen to the show, because we're doing it on the same day as the rally, if you listen to the show tomorrow, which is Thursday or Friday, go to the city council on Monday where they're going to be voting on the bill and show your support. Okay?
Right.
That's it.
Right.
Okay, that's what we want. Okay, that's what everybody in the industry wants. It will help. It will help. And supposedly this nightmare will be over. Okay.
Well, it should be over, and you got so many snakes in the grass, and I don't want you to hang up the phone on me and curse me out, but in the slim defense of Uber et al., you can't really blame a business for trying to take something that is successful by any means necessary. Like, basically, you can't blame someone for swooping in and trying to grab the taxi business, because they say, hey,
Mike, I don't blame Uber for being Uber. I blame the politicians for letting them be Uber.
Right, they're supposed to protect them. Okay. But the only reason they're there is to protect the public.
You know, you sell a medallion for $1 million and tell people you have the exclusive right to all the people that hail taxis on the street. Okay, and then you go, oh, well, this isn't the hail if they tap their phone.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's
excuse me? You know, they're standing on the corner. They're standing on the corner of 42nd and Lexington, okay, looking for a taxi, and instead of raising their arm, they tap their phone. That's not a hail?
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay?
Well, this
even
is
in the beginning, in the very beginning of these apps, before Uber came in, they said it's an electronic hail.
Right. That's what they call it. So on the system, they call it an e-hail.
Right.
Come on.
Right. Yeah. You know, a hail is a hail. A hail is a hail, whether you pick your nose, raise your hand, rub your ass, okay, stick up your leg, all right?
Yeah.
You know, whistle, you know, jump up and down, or tap your phone. It's a hail. All right.
Hey,
you're standing on the street. You're standing on the street, and you want a taxi now. Okay,
right.
That's
right,
it.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Back in the days, how many times when you were driving at night did you see a guy almost get himself killed by lighting a cigarette on a street corner on a slow night in Manhattan? where people thought it was a hail, and a guy's just starting to light a cigarette. Like, uh-huh. When it's like 2 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. I can't tell you how many times I've seen cabs, like, you know, race towards the guy just trying to light. I know one time it was so slow. It was like July 5th or July 6th, and a guy's standing on the corner, and he's with his girlfriend, and he I think he was checking his watch or his lighting his cigarette. So all of a sudden, like, three cabs screech to him, and he backs up, and the one guy goes, Do you want the cab? The guy goes, no. Then he goes, so what the hell are you standing on the corner for?
You know something? You know what I used to do sometimes on slow nights? Every once in a while, you get a slow night, you know, or maybe you've been riding around for 30 minutes and you haven't found a fare. I would look for people walking out of like a bar or a building, and they would be standing. Let's say there's four people, and they're, you know, talking, and you know, kind of saying goodbye to each other. You know, a final conversation before they leave. I would pull up to them and wait. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then all of a sudden, you know, when they break up, somebody gets in the cab.
Right.
Okay. You know, you got to keep your eyes open sometimes.
Oh, the hug. Okay? When you told me about the hug.
Oh, yeah, if they're hugging.
Tell the cabbies about the hug. Tell the cabbies about women are hugging, go ahead.
They walk out of a place, a bar, a building, whatever, and they give each other a hug, pull over. Mm-hmm. One of them wants a cab.
Exactly.
All right. Okay.
Worst comes to worst, you see women hugging. But the best part is you probably get a fare.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't know, Mike. You know.
The coffee is great. Oh, by the way, let me just do a little quick rant on coffee. If you have a deli in New York, you got to make good coffee. Okay? You can't serve crap in New York City with coffee. Coffee used to be the foundation of a good deli. And there's so much crappy coffee going on lately. I just want to throw that in. You got to make good coffee. People out there, put in that extra teaspoon to make it a cup of coffee, because they try and chisel on the amount of coffee you use. And for God's sake, charge me another quarter. Oh, by the way, the MTA fare in general, this is another cowardice from Albany. This will be the subject of our show, the cowards in Albany, because I was looking back at the subway fare. 1996, when they had the physical subway token, the fare was $1.50. Now, the MTA would get a real $1.50 every time you rode that train or that bus, and they would give you a paper transfer. Today, with the MetroCard discounts, they're getting maybe like 80, 90 cents per ride. They're getting less money today per ride than they were getting 20 years ago. This is a big problem. They made these dopey MetroCard discounts, and the MetroCards are just being passed back and forth between people, so you can squeeze out of a weekly MetroCard, you maybe get like 40 or 50 rides. Some people it's charging you. Some people literally are paying 65 cents to go from Van Cortlandt Park in the Bronx to Staten Island. So this is why the MTA is broke, and they're afraid to charge a fare increase. I see these kids at these MTA meetings saying, "I had to put my grandma in a cab, and she doesn't have the money for another 50 cents for the subway." It's like, dude, you're wearing $400 sneakers.
Mike, I want to say something about say something about the token. That's not true with the MetroCard. The tokens are reusable.
Tokens are reusable, yes.
Yes, you don't have to keep buying cards that people throw away.
Mm-hmm. And where are these cards going, Earth Day people, where are the MetroCards going? They're going into the garbage, into the environment.
I actually have a few subway tokens, you know, in my collection, and I'm waiting for them to come back into style so I could use them.
Right.
So you know, the MetroCards, any MetroCard I had, I threw away. It went into garbage, plastic, whatever it is made out of, some heavy-duty paper. I don't know what it's made out of. It's poisoning the environment. Okay, so speaking of environment...
You could use it for cash. How many times did you buy coffee with a token?
Many times, and many times people pay fares with tokens.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, in the cab, you mean? They pay fares
with cash. They get, back then the fare was, was cheaper back in the 70s. And the 80s, and if they were short a buck or two, they say, "Can I give you a couple of tokens?" I say, "Yeah, sure," but put it in my pocket. Either I'd use them, or if I needed the money, I'd park park the taxi, run downstairs, and the token booth clerk would give me cash for the tokens.
Yep.
Okay.
I mean, what I would say is bring back the token. I would say, I'll tell you what, tell the politicians are a bunch of idiots, they were wrong. I would venture to say, if you brought back the token and made the fare today $1.50 per ride, I think the MTA would make more money. Honest to God, if you made the day and say, listen, we have to forget about this MetroCard crap. It's been a disaster. The MTA is getting destroyed with it financially. So from now on, we're going to make the, for a two-year plan, we're going to bring back the tokens, $1.50 a ride. Boom. It's over. And the MTA will be rolling in dough. Because the MetroCard system is a disaster. Anytime the MTA does something, money-taking agency, that nobody's ever wrong, nobody's ever corrected, it's just a mess. And this MetroCard thing, like I said, you get millions of MetroCards being thrown into the garbage. I mean, you Earth, so Uber cars, MetroCards, this is how you're going to have Earth Day saving the planet. Unbelievable. But and Abe, I just care, why is everybody against paying a little more for the subway? If you had a quality ride, every time the MTA has to have a public hearing, and you have these professional screamers who get up and say, "I don't want to pay another quarter for the subway." It's like, listen, I'll pay another dollar for the subway if you get these nuts off the train sleeping at night. That's what I'll do. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, whatever it takes to. For the MTA to get the money they need, which they probably have. Well, anyway, we don't even know what they have.
They're crooks, in my opinion.
But whatever it takes, taking it from hardworking taxi drivers, or from the ability of hardworking taxi drivers to raise their own fares, it's very unfair. Extremely unfair.
And the other
unfair.
Thing is, yeah, okay? And the. Amount of rides that they're going to get from, and they're begging and pleading with Uber, saying, "Well, we're going to charge you on your group ride to 75 cents." No. You got to charge them. You can't have this unequal protection. It's in the Constitution. It's unconstitutional to charge the yellow cab driver and their passengers $2.50 per ride, and then sheepishly. Suggest to Uber that their passengers pay 75 cents per ride for a group ride, and the group ride is stealing more money from MTA than the yellow cab. The group ride is the disaster for the MTA. You're just like ripping off money from the MTA. Come on, man.
Well,
anyway, what else we got?
I don't know, Mike. I think we covered a lot here, okay?
We did. And I want to thank all the people out there. I want to thank... Carolyn, Nino, Taxi Dave. I want to thank Abe, by the way. Also, Beta V from the Taxi Alliance. I want to thank Ron over at MTBLT and the people doing it. Buyer is starting to help us. David Breyer from the Committee for Taxi Safety. Barris Ford over at the JFK Main Lot. He's one of the big men. He is a big guy. I mean, he will kick your ass. But anyway, I want to thank him with the Jamaican and Caribbean community. Putting some things together, and these people are helping, and I think it's about time all these people and us, we start taking ownership of the great comeback of the taxi business, because we have a lot of people who screwed it up, were standing front and center, saying how wonderful they are, and they effed it all up, and we had to come in and step in and save the taxi business, and thank God we did, because it's one of the founding fathers of New York City is the yellow cab business. The tourists love yellow cabs. The hotel management has to start helping out the yellow cabs more because they have these goofballs selling rides at the door. I don't know how that's working out. But we have to bring back the yellow cabs at the airports for the tourists, for basic transportation. And it's not going to be done with carpetbaggers and charlatans ripping us off every step of the way. So God bless America. God bless the yellow cab drivers. And Abe, I guess I'll see you soon.
Yeah, I just want to say that the warm weather is here. First, I want to alert people to a couple of additions to our website, which is we have Larry Fisher writing his column now for our website.
Great, okay. Great columnist, Larry Fisher. Welcome aboard, Larry.
We also have yours, not you truly, not yours,
right.
Mike here writing a column, okay?
Yes.
On the street, yes. Okay? I want everybody to, and I may write one myself, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I used to do Cab Gab in the Mini Press. Many of you may be aware of that. And I might start restart Cab Gab here on NYC Taxi News, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank all the advertisers. I want to say this. The weather's getting warm now. It's time to buy your rates on the shirt.
Right.
Okay.
Rates on the shirt. Yes.
The rates on the we have sold a few. Okay. They're not flying off the shelf yet, but that's because it wasn't t-shirt weather, but now it is. You know, help us support our site by buying a shirt. These shirts are beautiful. I'm telling you, I have two of them. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They're 100% cotton. And if you go to the front page of NYC Taxi News or to our message board, you'll see places to click to buy these shirts, okay? If you look in the revolving ads on the front page, you'll see a picture of the shirt, okay? Click on it,
mm-hmm.
and you'll get a really good look at the shirt, what it looks like. And it's not that expensive. It's $21, a little less, you know, plus shipping. And you can wear it everywhere you go, you know.
Right.
And Mike.
Because God forbid the TLC put the taxi rates on the side door, which our genius et decided not to do. It's crazy that we don't have taxi rates on the side door.
Yeah. And anyway, so Mike, you're buying a shirt, right?
I'm waiting for it. I mean, you know,
you're waiting.
Santa Claus.
It's on the way. Huh? Okay, it's on the way.
So Santa Claus. Santa Claus on the shirt.
I know Carolyn has a few shirts. Okay.
Oh, a few shirts. Well, I wonder why. Yeah.
Well, you know, she likes to wear it.
She likes
it
a lot better than me in it.
Okay, and
you sent her shirts that were like two. You sent Carolyn's shirts that were two sizes too small. You know that, right? You're not kidding me.
No. Well, I don't know. She knows.
You sent her Snug.
Okay.
She's a woman. She knows what you did.
Well, she bought some shirts on her own, so she knows what size to buy. Okay.
Yeah. Well, she said the shirts are a little. The shirts were very tight, so you're not kidding me. I know what you're thinking.
Uh huh. I didn't think nothing. Okay.
All right. Anyway, now, where's my shirt?
Anyway, I want to thank the MTBOT. They've now been supporting our website for close to 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Just as Cheka has supported our website for a little over 3 years, okay?
Wow!
I want to thank WB Taxi for supporting our site, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank Tony Tax for supporting our site.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And I know we have somebody
else. We got some people who come in for a cup of coffee from time to time. I know.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
For driver ads and what have you.
Oh, yeah. What's his name? Peter Joseph, the bankruptcy attorney, which hopefully we won't need. We won't need him anymore because the FHV bill will pass, and nobody will go bankrupt anymore. I hope.
Well, he's a very good attorney. I'm sure he does. I'm sure he does other stuff. He can help you with what to do with your money now that you're making money again. How about that?
Yeah. Well. Okay. So anyway, so he's a good attorney. He's been supporting us for close to a year now. Okay.
Right.
And go to the rally today. Be at the city council meeting on Monday. Okay.
On Monday, April 30th.
Monday, April 30th at 9:00 in the morning. They will be voting on the FHV bill. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what more can I say? You know, you got anything else to say, Mike?
Well, I'm going to say from now on, we had a couple of things to do, but we're going to be weekly. We have fans, Abe, out there. So we have a lot of people listening to the Mike and Abe show. Because right now we're the only store in town, and you're welcome to come in, and you're welcome to use the message board to post your views. We'd love to have you as contributing people on the message board that we have also inside the site. But the Mike and Abe show will be back and running every week. This is a little departure doing it in the middle of the week because of this big rally. But usually right there, if we had to say a specific time, I would say on the weekend there'll be a Mike and Abe show posted on the internet from now on. Every week. We're gonna get to it.
We're gonna try. Okay?
No, we're gonna do it. We're not gonna try. There is no try. There's doing.
Well, Mike, I'm always here. I'm only waiting for you to call me. Okay.
Okay. Well. Let me tell you something. I set my alarm clock. I woke up at 9:30 because I'm a night driver, and if I can wake up at 9:30 in the morning, then by God, anything is possible.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you for tuning in to the Mike and Abe Show. And we'll see you again next week. How's that?
Goodbye, New York. Goodbye, world. Thank you for listening. And go to the rally. Go to the meetings. Help. And help us to help you, and we will help you to help us help you. Or something like that.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye.